This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Israel awaits the results of their fourth national election since 2019. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Since 1948, when Israel miraculously became a nation again, no political party has outright won an election by reaching a majority of 61 seats. In Israel, citizens do not vote for individual politicians, but rather they vote for a party that they want to lead the nation. The parliamentary Knesset system requires that the political parties work together to form a coalition to reach 61 seats and gain power. But when those coalitions dissolve, there is a political impasse and a new election must take place. This is what happened when Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and the Blue and White party could not agree on a budget by the December 23rd deadline. A new election was triggered for the fourth time since 2019. At the time of this recording, 90% of the votes have been counted, and because of the increase in absentee ballots, the final results could take days before it's all sorted out. There are 15 political parties that currently have won at least one seat, but Likud is the largest party with 37 seats. They are still 24 shy of a majority. According to latest data projections, right-wing religious bloc coalition has 59 seats. The opposition has 56. The results could come down to a small Islamist party called Ra'am, which is projected to possibly have possession of the deciding votes. Ra'am leader Mansour Abbas told Israeli media that he is willing to negotiate with both sides. If there is an offer, we'll sit and talk. Early Wednesday morning, incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was pleading with his political rivals to put aside their differences and work together to avoid a fifth election if they cannot break the ongoing political stalemate. He said, "I stretch out my hand to all members of Knesset who believe in this path. I don't rule anybody out. I expect all who believe in our principles to act in a similar fashion. Join us in this government." Naftali Bennett, the leader of the Yamina party, said that it will take several days until we know exactly the results, and we will wait patiently to see what the picture of the government is. "I can guarantee one thing. Every government that is formed will take care of all citizens of the country, secular, religious, traditional, ultra-Orthodox, right and left, Jews and Arabs, all citizens of Israel." Once the election results are finalized, the president of Israel, Reuven Rivlin, will meet with party leaders and decide on the party that he sees as the most capable of forming a government. Typically, the president chooses the party with the most seats in the Knesset, but not always. The chosen party will have 4 weeks to form a government. If they are successful, they will be granted a 4-year term. But another early election could be triggered again by fighting within the political factions. Pray that the right leadership will be established for the nation of Israel, and that the king's heart is truly in the hand of the Lord. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.